This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 257, Do's and Don'ts of the IELTS Listening Test. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, find out exactly what you should and should not do when you are in the IELTS listening test. Get it today.
Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, what's going on? Let's see, what's happening here? Yesterday it was beautiful and it was like in the 80s, sunny. James and Ozzy and I went to the river. There's this awesome little river beach that's seriously just like 15 minutes from my apartment. And, we were the only ones there. And it was just, it was lovely.
Oh,
it was so fun.
That sounds beautiful. It's so good these days where we get to get outside. Oh my God. It's just amazing. That feeling in springtime, you know?
I know. So nice. And I'm going to, like, once James starts kindergarten, I'm going to miss these weekdays so much because right now, so I have him all day Thursday. He's not in preschool on Thursdays. And so we get to do anything we want because all the other kids are in school. Like there are no crowds anywhere. And that is the day to do stuff, right? But then when he's in kindergarten, we're only going to have these weekends and the,
That's a little sad. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. Oh, well, you can enjoy the time now. You know, you have, when does he start kindergarten? In the fall?
Not till September. Yeah. We went to, the Enroll Now event at his new elementary school last week. And it was, oh my God, it's so exciting. I didn't realize, like, kindergarten's serious, man. There's like homework and
homework
cards and electives and like after school programs. And
what homework in kindergarten? I don't remember that.
I know. I don't think we even. We didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that in the 80s. No,
heck no. Yeah. So it's like it is like it's super serious, but it's oh my gosh, it's gonna be so fun. And this school is so amazing. There are after school programs 4 days a week, and kindergartners get to choose like one thing, right? So get to stay after 1 day a week, and there's seriously everything. From chess club, math club, campfire class. Awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so cool the way you talk about it with such enthusiasm because I'm sure that rubs off on him. Like he sees the enthusiasm. Yeah. Like I notice that you're saying you get to do this, right? You get to stay after school. You get to go to this cool school. When it comes to kids, I'm sure that those little nuances make such a difference in terms of how they look at education.
Totally. I mean, James could not be more excited to go to kindergarten.
Yeah,
in fact, he was telling me that after the event, he got a little sad. And I was like, why? Because he said, I thought I got to start kindergarten that day. And he was like sad because he doesn't start until September.
That's awesome. That's such a good way to start out with your education.
I know. He's so stoked. Like he was the first one to introduce himself to the teacher. He was the first one to jump up and do everything. Like,
that's awesome.
So awesome.
So cool.
Okay, so I could talk about how awesome my son is for like forever, but let's focus on IELTS. What are we talking about today?
Well, today we have something we haven't done before, and I always love to dig into something new, Jessica, because it's fun. So we're going to talk today about the do's and don'ts of listening specifically.
Yeah, fantastic. I love this idea of do's and don'ts. Like in our course, we have rookie mistakes.
Yeah.
And at the end of every module, we have a list of rookie mistakes. And these are things that I see students do every Saturday and just can ruin their score. right? Mm-hmm. And these can be the difference between a whole band point, right?
You got it.
So, the list of rookie mistakes in our course are vital. And so we thought that we would give our listeners just a couple of these. You know, we're going to do like a series, like a do's and don'ts series. Yep. So we're going to give you guys just a few of the rookie mistakes that we give our students in the course. And you'll see that, you know, sometimes it sounds like common sense, but if somebody doesn't tell you this stuff, explicitly, like just lay it out for you, then it would be easy to make these mistakes on test day.
You got it, Jessica. Exactly. And we, you know, this is a good way to be prepared. We can consume this quickly. And again, it's not deep enough to really be prepared for the exam, guys. We go into more depth in that rookie mistakes video for each module, but this is just to get you started today. So, all right, drum roll, Jessica. All right, going into the don'ts, right? Let's start with the don'ts and end with the do's, right, Jessica? So rookie mistake number one, or don't number one for listening. What is it?
Okay, so I think we've mentioned this before in the past. Don't take notes. That is a TOEFL thing. That is an academic skills thing for when you do get to your university classes. But on the IELTS exam, guys, do not take notes. If you do, you're going to miss the answer. Every time a student takes notes, they lose track of the questions and they miss answers every single time. So don't take notes.
And just a little thing here, a good reason not to hire a teacher who calls themselves a test prep expert who does IELTS and TOEFL and all of these other exams, because they, chances are good, they may not know the nuances between the exams. They might, but they might not.
And another thing, don't enroll in academic skills classes or a teacher that focuses on academic skills, because it sounds like that's what you need for the test. And honestly, you do need some of those skills for sure, but some of those skills will also hurt you on the test because they're not IELTS specific, right? Just like this, like taking notes while listening. That is not a skill you need on the test. In fact, it will lower your score.
Right. I mean, later on, after you get into the school you want to go to, read all about academic style. Fine. Go to town on that. But for now, focus on IELTS. And I think actually this week, Jessica, we had someone post a question today in our Facebook group, our closed private Facebook group for students in our course. And they were asking about a resource that was talking about academic writing. Is that right?
It was an online course about how to streamline your writing.
Okay.
And I mean, I don't think that would help a lot of people anyway, but especially not IELTS students, because the rules to get high scores on IELTS are IELTS specific. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we've said, native speakers don't even get the highest scores because they don't know what the examiner wants. They're thinking about how they wrote in university or how they learned how to write a research paper in high school. Those rules do not apply here. There are special IELTS rules.
Yeah. And I don't know why that student is asking about that. That student should not have time to go into another online course. That concerns me, because again, let's go back to what we talked about earlier in the week. All of our success stories, they always say they followed and trusted the plan. Mm-hmm. And the plan asks you to do about 2 to 3 hours of work a day, Jessica?
4 hours, 2 to 4 hours. And this summer we're planning on adding more exercises there. So, it's 2 to 4 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week. As it stands now, there's always at least one rest day a week. But we're going to add more exercises there. So, I think I'm going to insert it into the plan as homework. So these extra exercises aren't even going to be counted as part of the 2 to 4 hours. They're going to be optional because students are asking for more practice. And again, we don't want you to look outside. So we're just going to give you more practice ourselves.
So you don't have time.
Exactly.
So if you are that student listening, or if someone else is thinking about doing that, guys, don't waste your time. Do not go outside of the study plan. The strategies from the Three Keys IELTS Success System have been used for more than 10 years by Jessica Beck to help more than 500 students achieve their target score. If you want to be one of those students, go now to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And all right, let's go back to the do's and don'ts. I think we're getting a little bit sidetracked, but that was important. So don't number to Jessica. Okay. What is it?
So don't skip ahead. And I've even heard IELTS teachers tell students to do this. On the exam, guys, they tell you exactly what to do. They say, now you have time to check your answers. Use that time to check your answers. Check for spelling, check for logic. If you don't, then you're gonna miss something and your score could go down. I know that you want more time to look at the questions before you listen, but IELTS does give you the time to look at the questions before you listen. So just don't overthink things and just do what they say. That's
don't,
it.
Don't think you're smarter than the exam is what it comes back to, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, and yeah. Another thing, guys, and this is something that, again, some IELTS teachers who don't have examiner experience, who have never been through the training, or have never experienced real exams. There's a lot of IELTS teachers, guys, that have never actually gone through a Saturday exam day, like tons of them. So, ask your teacher if they've done that before you trust them. But so some bad advice that students get is to write their answers on the answer sheet, like while they're doing the listening. Guys, you are given 10 minutes at the end to transfer your answers. If you are going back and forth between the question booklet and the answer sheet, again, it's like taking notes. You're going to miss answers. So don't do that. Just follow what they say. 10 minutes is a long time. Like, you're going to have plenty of time to transfer your answers.
And again, another good reason to make sure we take the test under test conditions, practice tests under test conditions plenty of times. Well, after we've learned our strategies. Okay. Yes.
And then the last point, guys, don't panic if you don't understand. And this is what gets a lot of students, because as soon as, especially like a section three or section four, if there's a patch of the conversation or the monologue where they use a bunch of big words or they talk quickly and you don't understand, then you start freaking out and you lose it. Guys, I can promise you that the keywords and the answers you need are never going to be vocabulary you don't know. Okay. Yeah. Never. IELTS is not testing special vocabulary. They're not testing, you know, like super high level, whatever stuff. They're the vocab and answers you need is going to be intermediate to upper intermediate vocabulary. If you guys have prepared well, for example, if you're in our course and you do every activity where I tell you what outside resources to use, because that's the vocabulary you need for the test. If you've prepared well, you're going to be fine. Like, you're not going to get caught out.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. So no need. So don't panic when you don't understand. Don't get into that spiral.
Yeah, exactly. And then just, it's so sad when I see this happen, you know, and students just like freak out if they miss one answer and they're just lost for the rest of the section, you know, and it's, it's a shame, man. It's like a huge, you know, band point or two drop in their score. So, all right. As far as the do's, guys, and this sort of summarizes, you know, just giving you the advice on don't do the don'ts, basically.
Right, the other side.
First of all, again, just follow the instructions, okay? IELTS tells you exactly what to do and when to do it. And all it is just practicing that. So, there was a student in our course who posted recently that I don't have enough time to read all the questions and circle the keywords before they start talking. You know what? That's just because you haven't practiced it yet. Just like everything, you get faster as you practice, I promise. And then secondly, guys, don't forget to read the directions carefully, because sometimes they say like no more than one word, no more than two words and a number. Your answer must be a letter. You know what I mean? Like, you have to look at that, or else you could have a whole series of five answers that are wrong because you didn't read the directions. Like, that's a rookie mistake right there.
That would be such a shame, right? After paying $200 to take this test, to not read the directions and tank on the listening test because of that. I mean, come on. We're too smart for that.
I think that happens sometimes when students are really surprised by their score. Like, they felt like they did so well, and then they get their scores back and it's still a five. And I think that's maybe a question of being maybe overconfident. sometimes. Mm. And then just skipping these really fundamental steps because you think you don't need them anymore. Okay. So don't skip any of the steps I give you. Like, you need all of them. and something else we practice in the course is the skill of looking at the questions before you listen. How do you find those keywords? What are the keywords? What do you do when you hear the keywords? Why do we care about keywords? All mm-hmm. of this is covered in our course because mm-hmm. the keywords words give you the answers. So the last do is to focus on the keywords. And this is connected to not panicking when you don't understand. Okay. If you maintain your focus on what you need, then you're not going to panic about what you don't need.
I love it. And the other the bonus do is do prepare with a course, guys, because when you get into a course like ours, we'll go into these concepts, right? The do number three was focus on keywords, but again, as Jessica said, what are they? How do you find them? What do you do when you find them? We need to know that. And we bring you step by step through exactly how to understand that in the course, guys. So the bonus mm-hmm. do is get into our course or a course. Just make sure you're preparing in the right way.
Yeah. The way that we've simplified it in our course is every step of every strategy has its own explanation and its own practice. So I think a lot of mistakes that are made in textbooks and in classes and in other courses is that they give you this like 5-step strategy and then they just give you like a practice test or a mini quiz and you're expected to do all 5 steps right away. But in our course, we've condensed everything down into 3 steps and you get practice on each step before you're expected to put them together into a test situation. So
yeah, I love that.
Step by step, you are led into being comfortable with each step of the strategy before you're expected to produce it in a test-like way. So that's really what gives students confidence in the strategies, I think.
I love that. You're going to build your kind of house of skills by building the foundation first and then building up.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Exactly.
Very cool.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right, Jessica, this has been fun. Do's and don'ts. So next week or in a couple of episodes, we'll talk about do's and don'ts of speaking. We'll go around the whole test and we'll get into this because I think our listeners are really going to like this format. This is good.
And I love giving them a taste of what we do in our course because those rookie mistakes, there's a lot of gold in there. That has saved a lot of students.
You got it. All right. Very cool. We'll see you back here next time.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks. Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.